Well, welcome to the Oral History Project for Kirkcudbright Memories Past and Present. The whole idea of this is that we can get your stories and save them for future generations, so you can they can find out how the village used to be. I'm sure sort of we'll get round to people like myself as well as we go along, and we want to keep this going so we've got a permanent living history of what people remember from times gone past all the way up, so from your school days through the war, if you're that age. I don't think any of these young ladies here will be will remember that. Marjorie is going to be doing the recording, as I said. We'll maybe prompt you with some questions, but the whole thing is just to get your memories, whatever you feel happy to tell us, what you remember of the village and times gone past, and what your thoughts are on that. I believe Marjorie here has already had an interview, so she'll be able to tell you that it's painless.
keeping
the mouth shut. We want to hear it all. We want all the gossip.
Yeah. As you say, I heard some from Marjorie and Margaret, but you know, some of it I'll keep secret if you want, Marjorie. But but it was great, and hoping for lots more today.
Yeah, and you've all filled in your forms, so the idea is to make what's been recorded available on the Kirkcudbright History website, so that it's accessible for everybody as we go forward. So hopefully as the youngsters come up, they'll take an interest and they'll be able to see what the village used to be like, and hopefully get some ideas for you, or maybe not, depending what you tell us. So if I leave you with Marjorie at the moment and we'll get started. Oh, and Steve will be going around taking pictures, so don't worry, it's no strange person going around taking pictures. Feel free to stick your tongue out at them if you desire, but if no, just don't bother posing.
When young people perhaps read about the history of the village, and they kind of like they find out, you know, somebody says, "Oh, someone said that," is to be able to put a face to that person, because it just makes it that much more real in terms of people beginning to understand who the people were in the village, who the people are in the village, and you know what their connection is to them. Oh, that's my granny, such and such, or whatever. It's really important.
And it also tie into, there's a whole thing now with people doing DNA and family trees and whatever. So relatives that you might not even know that exist, second, third, fourth cousins might be over in America, can come to the website and say, "Oh, that's my great granny's sister," or whatever. But as I said, the idea is we'll get your voices and your stories recorded for perpetuity, and your face as well.
I'll just meander around. It's no posing. I'll just meander around.
Yeah. So if I can pass you on to Marjorie, because she's the expert on this. And
well, I'm just going to, as I say, I'll prompt you with some questions, but if anybody else has got questions that they want to ask too, then just do that. But when I was interviewing Marjorie and Margaret as well, we started off with, you know, how far back can you remember? And you were born here, Marjorie, and it was, am I right in thinking it was just before the war? Mm-hmm. What year was it you were born?
What year were you born? What do I remember? I can't hear.
What year
were you born?
1935. 35, right, So you were able to remember some very brief memories of the war years.
Through growing up with brothers, I think, more.
Yes.
That's what I can remember.
Yes. So I
have photos of Anne and myself and my Mary and the Jack at the war memorial.
Oh, aye.
When you'd only be about maybe three.
I would be what?
You'd be about three.
Yeah, well, I'm about 3 years younger than you.
And I can remember your granny and grandpa across the road and what no, granny and grandpa Campbell across the road. They just lived across.
Yes.
Across from you, Marjorie.
Because I was born, this would be part of my granny's garden and your granny's.
That's right.
The community was where you were very close to where you were born.
Next door.
So tell us about, you were born 2 years later.
I was born down in the village on the main street. The house that's now called, they've called it the old post office.
Oh, but
because my grandma had the post office there, but not when I was born.
Right.
And I was brought up between two grannies, which was that one, and the one next to Blue Peter that Marjorie's talking about. Mm-hmm. Had a granny there as well. Mm-hmm. So before the houses, the council houses were built up the hill, where my mother and father, I was brought up between the two grannies' houses, believe it or not.
Right.
Yes. Stayed at one granny's at the weekend and another granny through the week.
Uh-huh.
Granny Milligan.
Yeah,
Suzanne was born next door to me.
Next door. Just before we go on, for the tape, can you say what your name is? Can you give us your name for the tape?
Anne Breckenridge.
You're Anne Breckenridge.
Uh-huh, but I'm a Campbell from Kirkcum.
Right, all right, yes.
Which was, there was plenty of Campbells in Kirkcum in these days.
Uh-huh. So you had your granny on either side, and you have to help Suzanne.
Suzanne was born next door to me.
Right.
I can remember lots of things in the big house.
Which house was that?
The one beside where I was born, it was divided into four different, well, nowadays they would call it flats, divided into four different apartments.
Right.
And you lived upstairs.
Yes.
In one of the apartments.
Uh-huh. Number 15, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 15.
I couldn't tell you, Bob, what the numbers were.
Number 15.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know. I couldn't even tell you the name of.
Yours was 30.
Where?
13. 13. That's
right. I couldn't even tell you that. Yeah. No.
So we'll stay at this side of the table, but can you remember your early childhood memories? Anything that you can remember about life in Kirkcum?
Well, it was just a great place to be. You know, you knew everybody, and I was an only child until my brother was born 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And my favourite place to go was to Marjorie's house, because there was, what was it, 5 or 6 of your family?
6.
Aye. And they all envied me because I had a bedroom to myself. But I loved to go up to Marjorie's and sleep between her and her sister, 3 in the bed. Mary and me, yes.
And then my youngest brother was called for your mother.
Pardon?
Lynn, he was called for your mother, Lynn Campbell.
Yes.
Because my dad was in the army then, the Second World War, my mother had Lynn, and she wasn't fit to see to us, and your mother came up.
Yes, and Marjorie's mother, I think she was looking for a girl, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's name was Evelyn, and she was to be called Evelyn, but it turned out it was a boy, so he was called Lynn. Lynn Campbell, called for my mother. It was Lynn. So it was just all, everybody was just great neighbours, and exactly. Your mother and father, I can remember where they lived in the village to begin with.
Yep.
Aye, just everybody.
Everybody was everybody's mate, though.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. I can remember the day your mother and father got married.
Can you?
Aye.
Yes,
I can.
Oh, yeah.
The reception was in my granny's. I married in the man's
house.
In your house.
Uh-huh.
And then your mother, she was in where the bus shelter is now, Auntie Mamie.
That's right. That's where they were. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's where she had her first boy.
So number 31.
Mimi and Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's mother and father lived up where the
bus shelter is. The bus shelter.
And that's,
funny enough, a funny thing.
Granny Goldstein.
Funny enough, I think, come in. Whether it was connected to the...
The house, no. Mimi and Jackie were beside you.
With Mimi and Jackie knew when they were here.
Yeah, and
they were right as well.
Wilson.
Wilson. Uh-huh. She'd be a Wilson. Jean Wilson's lassie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be Jean Wilson's lassie this morning, was it?
Yeah.
Jean Wilson's girl this morning. Wally Wilson's granddaughter.
Yeah.
I think so, wasn't it?
So it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could give you a laugh about the house that... Bobby's mum and dad lived in. Before that, I had a great aunt who lived in it. Well, she'd be a great great aunt, Jeannie Foster.
Just talk to everybody.
Jeannie Foster. Somebody went in.
Totally confused.
A neighbour went in, Mrs. Gilliland from the village, went across to visit her. And up in the rafters, there was a rat. And she said, Jeannie, you need to put the rat out. You've got a rat there. And Jeannie said, I'll put it out before I go to bed. That was always a story.
That's where your mother stayed, Bobby. In Jeannie Foster. Jeannie Hamilton.
Pardon? Jeannie Hamilton.
Why, she was further up on the left.
So it's really
that was a story, Jeannie, wasn't it?
I remember the name Jeannie Foster, but I don't remember.
Do you know Muhammad? She was my grandfather Foster's sister.
Mr. Little John.
I remember Mr. Little John.
Well, that's why he stayed with.
Mr. Little John battered my hands with the straps, he sang.
Oh,
with the milk.
You must have had
that. I was hearing about Mr. Little John last week when Marjorie was talking about him. He was the head
teacher,
head teacher of the school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Mr. Little John
was a head teacher. When I went, it was a Highland lady, and she lodged with Jeannie Hamilton. Was it Jeannie Hamilton? Mm-hmm. Kept lodgers.
Is this someone who just mentioned her?
Aye, and that was when Mr. Little John came there and stayed, and then he married a lady for Whitton. And he was the head teacher, and then Miss Armitage was in the middle room. And it was a lassie for the Highlands that taught me when I went to the school to begin with.
So you had
to... I don't remember the person before Mr. Little John, no.
Do you remember them?
I don't remember that.
Anne and Martin, do you remember?
No,
Marjorie remembers a very nice man, Mr. Little John, but you had different experiences. Tell us about that experience again. What had you done?
I don't know what I'd done, but I'm quite sure he belted me. And he'd be quite right, like, no, well, maybe once or twice.
So, did you think you were going to blow your mind?
I don't know what was doing, but he'd be belting.
I can remember him belting.
It wasn't too bad with Mr. Little John, but when another teacher came, a male work teacher that stayed on the hill. I can remember Auntie Maggie.
Can you?
Aye.
Was she your worker?
You Dave Maggie?
Eh?
Deaf Maggie.
Aye. A wee worker, you couldn't say it. Talk about nothing but work.
She used to shout us down the hill for the bus in the morning. She would stand out there and the bus would be sitting there waiting. My older brother was the worst guy for getting up in the world. And every morning, I'm quite sure Maggie shouted him down that hill every morning. Every morning.
So, has anybody got any other school memories that you wanted to recall for today? We had a few from Marjorie. School memories, Marjorie. Memories.
I tell you a nice one.
A nice one.
My sister and I were school champions at the same time.
Were you? Boy and girl champions.
Boy and girl champions. And the special thing about that is... She died when she was 13.
Well,
so it's a good memory.
Good memory to have.
You know, Bailey a Bailey.
Yeah, we
were. What was his sister's name? Uh-huh.
Winnie.
A Bailey and a Peak.
That's right.
Yeah, you remember Winnie.
And
he played football.
Ah,
played
football.
I'm going to move on now to Christine's prompted me to remember, to get you to remember what you did after church on a Sunday. Is that right, Christine?
What your Sundays were like? They're talking about Sundays, what they used to do.
What did you do on a Sunday after you'd been to church when you were younger?
Went for a walk.
Yes.
Did you? Where?
Walk in the afternoon.
Where did you go?
Where to?
Then home and went to the church at night.
Where did your walk take you?
Down
the approach, because I had to make it work in the
house.
And along the Clack and Shock. Aye. You could try and climb them. Which we did, I think, at times.
What was the name of that again?
Clack and Shucks. You spell it.
Clack and Shucks. I'm
trying to see what it is. H-E-U-G-H-E-A.
Clack
and
Shucks. Where is
that from here? It's on the left-hand side as you go out the loch.
All right.
And are we doing the Fisher's Road?
Aye.
Right. Well, that was nice.
Down the Fisher's Road.
Down the Fisher's Road, aye. What about up in the woods, up in the Mossy? You're up in the Mossy?
Aye.
Who was with you?
In the Mossy time.
Aye, or the way your Sunday walks. Who walked with you on a Sunday?
My friends.
Who were?
Sometimes it was mum and daddy to begin with in my young life. And then it was Blake and Anne and...
Jean. Torbett.
Jean Torbett and Betty, Marjorie.
Went to Lady Wee's.
We used to
an afternoon tea on at the Lady B. Do you remember going to that?
Do you remember going to the afternoon tea at Lady B? Do you remember going to the afternoon tea at Lady B?
Oh, yes.
Crab sandwiches.
We counted them to see that they wouldn't be able to do.
Afternoon tea and high tea. And we, because we were older than young, we got afternoon tea. But the likes of Mrs. Nancy Mahar and likes of that, they got high tea, and they got the food thing,
full dinner.
Crab. Aye. Crab sandwiches were
the
kind of highlight of the day.
We got the sandwiches and they got the hanging up.
And we walked to Lady B.
Do you remember walking to Lady B through Jordan Campbell's Castle?
Do you remember walking to Lady B? Do you remember walking to Lady B?
Yes.
Which way did you go?
Me, lots of walks. We went through the approach.
Aye.
Into some of the small roads right down to the top bit, and then they walked right down the top bit and down, and that's you, Lady B.
Aye.
And then you walked along Lady B, and you came to.
Do you remember being put on top of the coos back of the bulls back at Jordan Campbell's Castle?
Do you remember being lifted onto the cow's back at Jordan Campbell's?
We used to cut through the farm and you cut through the bayou.
I thought you were a wee quiet lassie in the village.
Then we used to boot just going to Mrs. Campbell in the right bank.
That sounds good fun. Well, I don't know if I would like to be putting a booze back, but still, I hope it was nice and still. But moving on to the
What else?
The village is so quieter now.
Oh, is it, you find it a lot quieter?
The times that we had when we were younger.
Uh-huh.
There was folk in it, even at night time. Even out walking at night.
And we used to go play down at the corner at nights and
yes.
Maybe knocking doors and run away and things like that. I wonder why.
Somebody would
run away. So any other childhood games, whether they were naughty games or nice games, but
we always played hide and seek and rounders and we used to throw the ball up against the wall out there. And sometimes knock Miss Jennings' door. And she used to come through and she could walk through and this would be her garden then, Mary Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had three shops in the village.
Oh, right, yes.
There was a shop at the bottom of the village and then there was the shop here and then there was a shop at the top of the village.
And so Margaret's family had one of the shops.
My grandfather.
Had
the shop at the village.
And there would be one hotel, was there one hotel?
No,
two hotels.
Two hotels. Peter, do you want to tell us about the hotels? Sorry. Would you say your name for the tape?
Yeah.
Would you say your name?
Margaret Miller.
Tell us about the hotels.
Chibi Foster.
That's who was talking to you, great. It's all right. So is that.
And did visitors come to stay in them? Holiday people?
People are.
No, Miriam.
It was a very busy place during the war.
Right.
Because,
I'm coming around here. That's the commercial hotel. So that was one. And people came to stay there for holidays or
holidays.
No, during the war.
No, not during the war. What happened?
After that,
what happened to the hotels during the war? Did they get?
They were getting good trained. Mr. and Mrs. Clarkson had the top the commercial. I can't remember the two old ladies that had the bottom one, but they kept cows.
No,
and they took them out through, they had a buyer out through, you know, where the opening is.
Was it Carmichan?
They had a buyer out through the back.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Carmichan? The two Miss Carmichans had the bottom one.
And was it a hotel or a guest house?
No.
Just a wee bed and breakfast room.
Just a pub.
Oh, a wee pub.
I was near a pub then. I have a wee Bible in the house that I got from Mrs. Clarkson in 1939.
And you still, you've kept
I've
it all these
it,
years.
Yeah, she gave it to me. I would only have it more than you.
So I'm going down the table here to see what everybody down here is looking at.
Yes, Marjorie.
Quite nice.
That's a lovely old photograph. I wonder how old that is. Is that a long time ago?
The photographs are signed.
Is this photograph? This photograph, is it perhaps 100 years ago old or more? Maybe about.
That was Anne's granny's house there.
All right.
That was one of her grannies there. And then there was another house, and then her other granny was this side of it. That one there was a couple, Mr. and Mrs. McKee. The only in a Kent was Espy. I don't know how old that would be.
It's a lovely old photo.
Isn't it? She's got one exactly the same.
All right.
My granny stayed in about here somewhere. And see at the back of these houses, I think there was the old village.
There was, when it was Stewart.
Aye. Yeah. Like there at the back of the garden.
The main street with the run.
Where we are. Aye.
And there was another
couple
of houses at the back.
Yes. Aye. All gone. Some of them have still got the shed. An old stone building as a shed now. But, yeah.
And when was the change from Stewarton? When did it change its name?
I would suspect probably going back to the 1700s with the Jacobean Stuart House in Hanover, but don't quote me on it.
As you come into the village, that used to be called Stewarton Terrace.
Yes, right.
So it did. When I was a kid, that was Stewarton Terrace, the first council house is there. And then you'd Stewarton House is next to the bottom pub.
And Kirkham, the name from the name it has now, would be Kirk of
Columbus. Kirk of Columbus.
Columbus, yes.
Yeah, because you've got Columbus Well down there. You remember Columbus Well?
Yeah.
You remember Columbus Well?
Yes.
Yep.
That's right. Not there now.
Aye, it was rebuilt. It's been rebuilt.
You did, that's right. Aye, sorry.
Yep. Yes.
So did you go down there when you were wee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the dances? Did you go to the dances?
Yes.
The dances were such a thing here. We used to call them busloads. We drink.
I think we'll have to get some dances at memory.
Well, I mean, my dad used to come down and feed the melons on the buses to the dances here.
Bus loads.
Yeah, because they would have the dance band in the hall.
Uh-huh. Very good. Yes. And when was that now?
Well, if my dad was coming down, it would be the late 40s, early 50s.
Right through to the 60s.
After the war.
Wooly McFadden.
Aye. And he could play football.
He could play football. He played. He stayed up in the scheme.
That's right.
Is he playing this week?
Aye. No, he's not playing this week. Aye, he was a good football player and he liked a wee drink.
Oh, or two or three.
Or maybe two or three.
That's right. Or you live up in the scheme.
Me? No. I live in that house there.
Pardon?
I live in that house there.
You live in that?
One.
That was Halliday's house.
What's a Halliday?
Oh, you're a Halliday.
Are you Matt?
Aye.
So it's been in your family then?
Since 1984.
84.
Oh, yeah. My mother and father lived opposite you.
Uh-huh.
They lived on this side.
I remember.
I didn't recognise you.
62, wasn't it? Number 62?
I think that was right.
Yeah.
No, I remember you came to my house in the town to do away. Insulation.
All right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Larg Avenue.
Sorry?
Larg Avenue.
Yeah.
Where I started at Mains of Dulach School, right. I was Maureen Clive. Started at Mains of Dulach in 1959. They closed it a year later and were brought to the one here. And that's why I was when we were talking with Mr. Little John. And I came from quite a big family, and started in, it would be primary two or three, right up till primary six, and then, Bobby or maybe it'd be better at this, the one in the school that was up there was for after you left primary seven, but there was a new academy and a new high school. So they were took away and the primaries were put up there. So I started my primary seven there. Mr. Little John had retired and that's Mr. James Hume came. And we were up there and then my mum and dad were farm workers. And my dad got a job up in Ayrshire and I
didn't get the last few.
David McGuire,
I think it was 2 months.
Was
I had to move,
to
and I finished it at Carrick Academy.
So
at
David was asked
but I remember the shop being built. I can remember the shop being built, and I can remember when Andrew and James Thompson had their shop down the road. I remember Mrs. Shannon.
You're not allowed
a fag
off.
And the wee one at the top there was just about, and in fact, somebody years ago, my sister, I should have brought the school photos down, and I was in them, and it was at Cacom round the back, and it was the only school photo I ever had, and I treasure it because in them days, your parents they couldn't date every, and I look at the photo and I think, you're coming 70 this year, and you were only about 7 there. If I was, oh, I treasure, and when I talk, I can remember Mr. Little John oh so well. Because when he retired and he moved away, my dad bought a wardrobe and a bed, and he came down the tractor and trailer for me to do it. And that's why I'm sitting with a big grin on my face, because, and as you say, and these lovely schools, these lovely village schools, and I can still remember some of the teachers. So I can, and Bobby will remember them as well. He'll be good. But you see, when you finish primary 7, they went up across like, to another set of buildings.
Yes.
And then they built these new schools out London Road. One was a high and one was an academy. In fact, my big brother was at it before we moved away up to Maybole. He attended the new one. And then 2 years later, we came back. And I was actually in the academy stage then.
You moved back to the area.
We moved back to the area. Oh yes. And I just feel, and in fact, that's what I was saying. We go walks and we went down Corswell Wood into the old graveyard. Well, that's, I mean, I just can't help myself. We started walking about, and my husband is called Drew Murdoch. And we went to this headstone, quite a solid cross, a deep plinth, and it was there was moss on it. And he started to scrape the moss away. And it turned out it was up in memory of a William Murdoch, his wife Agnes, 1800s, Glenside Farm.
Oh my goodness.
So I says, oh my goodness. That was fantastic. So then I started going up the hill just about 2 years ago, and I started going round. I found more Murdochs, and the one I found that was the most, it was a Hugh Murdoch, and I wrote it down. I says to Drew, this is where your middle name is come from. Drew's Andrew Lees Murdoch. His father was Andrew Lees Murdoch, and there were Murdochs in the Liswell area, and there's a Robert Lees Murdoch. So I was just excited.
So excited.
But I still get excited, and I still get excited about the schools, the teachers, and I say that to Drew, and I think as you get older, because Drew is Liswalt, and when the sports day was on for the primary school, it was down just where the new school is, in the field across from it. And they brought the Swalt school round. So he would be there, and little did we know, in future years, we would be married. But oh, aye. And I actually ended up, when this shop was built, there was a lady in it, Sissy Gilliland, and I ended up working in here.
Did you?
I went from full time in Stranraer, and I worked with Sissy in here. And my bosses were Andrew and Jim. Oh, we still can't, because the shop, it was like for there. We keep going back. And that's what I say. You value, and I can go round. I do a lot of walking.
and I walked from my half farm cottage up by Bilgowan Drumdoo, down over Everyman's, and back up to Mahar. I can do that 3-4 times a week. But I have actually walked right to Liswalton back round. But I just, I love this.
Yes,
this,
a lovely area to live in.
It's a super, we just absolutely love it. No, I'm that's what I say, and I do treasure that school for, because I say to Drew, it's there, but no. But I'm just loving this here, the weather.
So I'm going to go over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aye.
Catch you later. Are you getting all the names? Looking at these old photographs. These are the school photographs you're looking at.
I'll leave you with that loud eye.
Oh, they're giving you some names.
No, exactly.
That's Australian.
That's my daddy. That's my daddy.
D. Graham.
David Graham.
Oh,
Andy Thompson.
So you've got
Andrew Thompson.
Yeah, some of the names.
That's
there.
All the names up
yes.
there. The whole lot's name.
Yep. Oh, the whole lot's name.
Yep.
All right.
Little John.
That's
a Little John.
Hi, Little John.
It's lovely to see old school photographs, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
She's in the school photographs.
Right. Can you show me one that you were in? Is it a little further back? There's quite a collection here that are going to be in display in the
centre.
Let's see now, let me have a look.
There.
All right.
That's me. That's me.
So that's 51, 52.
51, 52.
Says that's the same date. I think that's a different date.
Right.
The library stuff's not accurate.
Well, that's the junior secondary, of course.
Yeah, but there was two bits here. There was one in the car park and one up the back.
Yeah,
yes.
One up the back there.
I'm going to look at this one again. If you could, you can all right, if I talk about this.
Well, that's only, and I thought that was a Kelly.
See, they're younger than me. No, I'll let you out with that.
No, I don't know the man.
Well, you don't.
Because I looked at it before.
I can't be your name. You've got my sister's name.
That's 51, 52, so you would be about... Oh, you would be...
I bet.
Marjorie,
I another thing with me here, maybe I can see better.
Would you not be left the school by then?
I would like to be able, because there's Mr. Little John, I can see him. I'm putting a thing in here to see if I could see you any better.
So have you managed to get some names?
Got some names.
Yes, a few names.
No.
Very nice.
Yes, I'll get my eyes to now see better.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back to the Heritage Centre when it's got all.
It's not as clear as that because there's a darker background. That's hopeless. We've got quite a lot of these ones now.
That's brilliant.
And what date was this one from?
51, 52.
Right, the same.
It's no clear. That's Mahar.
Right.
The football team.
Oh, I think that was in the paper recently. No, I'm not going to meet them out at all.
Look at that.
That's really McIntyre.
How can you see that well now?
McIntyre for my heart. That's a McIntyre for my heart.
Aye.
Right.
But a woman came here yesterday when I was sorting these out. She's in one of the houses down there, and her back garden is one of the original houses in Kirkcaldy, and so the title deeds.
Marjorie.
Sorry.
So it's not you, it's the one behind you.
It's a poor master.
Tell them about the house, the original.
The original one of the houses when it was Stuartham. And when they bought it, the title deeds, they'd take it, give it a day's
quarantine. I came for a minute.
But the solicitor came and kept the deeds and says he wanted to keep them.
That's a cross for the built then. That's a cross for the war memorial.
What's that, Marjorie? That wall? Were you sitting on that wall there?
Aye. It's no, it's too far down. Is that could be Thompson Thorpe there? No.
This is the car park.
Right.
Church Road runs down there.
Because there's a wee buyer there, but where's it in the field? He's behind the car park. There's a building there.
There was one along there had a buyer and cattle, one then.
No, it's too far.
I think Marjorie means down the bottom of the road. Would that be out there?
Could be.
Maybe not.
I can't picture that. No fire, no fuck.
What do you think?
That's the car park, Margaret.
That's the back of the car park.
Your house would just be right there. And Jordy Walton's.
Anything else going on here?
Oh yes, yes. We were just talking about going down into the glen to play.
That's another thing that we did. The back gardens ran into the, you know, into the woods, into the glen. Our walls went there, you know, swings across the bum and all the rest, and it was great fun.
That's all wooded now, isn't it, going down to the sea? It's all woodland or...?
This is just at the back of the houses, like, you know, that they're
not too far.
Yes, and the street, the houses, you know, on the street. We used to play in the glen a lot.
That's right.
Swings across the bottom, ferry, and I couldn't tell you who often.
We used to jump the burn. And the lights are aimed at Carl with Marshy and Lynn, Marjorie's brother Lynn, were older than us. So if we declined for jumping, we just get pushed in. So your better option was to try and jump it.
To try and jump.
But you were back the next night for more fun.
The fun
in the village was unbelievable.
Everybody loved everybody. To the garden sticks in the glen all the time.
You weren't made too welcome with Angus's dad.
I think my granny must have been friendly with him because
Angus's dad, Michael, wasn't it?
Michael. Mm-hmm. And his dad. Uh-huh. They would have chased you. They would have chased those boys.
I've been chased for Lily Hill.
Lily Hill, right?
They called Lily Hill. Do you remember Lily Hill, Susanna? The policeman at your door after for stealing lilies off Lily Hill. Called it Lily Hill.
I remember we had to take turn about it going onto the horses. They'd horses in the estate. And there was a big tree with a bow like that, or a big branch. So we climbed onto that branch and they would have led the horse. So you just had to, and everybody had to do it. They would have led the horse to you and you had to jump on. But as soon as you jumped on, somebody scrapped the horse's ass and you were away.
That must have been after my time, Bobby.
Well, it seems to be...
No, I'm 50 years in Stranraer. Uh-huh. Belong to Kirkcaldy. Uh-huh. 50 years in Stranraer this month. Uh-huh. Can you believe it? I'm always at Kirkcaldy.
Yes.
Come church. So
I came down from, I did the Loop Road 2 or 3 days ago with friends, and we came down the wee road to the bowling green.
Oh, yes.
And there were some lovely trees up there. And they were just saying, I bet these trees. Great big branches that came out on this.
Who's swinging them?
Oh, we
do
used
you
to
live locally?
Sorry?
Do you live locally?
Glenluce.
Oh, you're in Glenluce.
I'm Glenluce side.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, I don't know a great lot about Glenluce, no.
No, we used to, when I was away, and we'd go talking about getting chased by Michael Buchanan and whatever. the tree we would climb was at the Devil's Tree or something, they called it.
That's it.
Just it was more or less in front of the big house.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
At the back of the graveyard.
Right.
And you would go up in there, and if you were making too much noise, the next thing you were getting hunted.
Right. We used to walk around Corswell a lot. We walked around Corswell a lot, then come back to your Auntie Lacey's and get a cup of tea.
That's right.
I remember.
You mind Elise Key?
Aye.
But remember Andy that stayed up the hill?
Thompson.
I remember him saying about during the war they used to go into the estate where the American soldiers were and try and steal the ice cream off of them.
Oh, my granny had the post office, as I say. So we were never short of ice cream and food because she did a lot of work for them. You know, like, the ice and all, everything for them.
I think Marjorie mentioned that there was some kind of catering place as well that she and the other kids used to go to get some new bits of whatever they were making for the soldiers. Is there something?
Be an Alfie across there, wouldn't there?
Probably would be, yeah. It would have to be. Aye. Do you remember the seaplanes?
Oh, the seaplanes. You see, going to the school. You were on the double decker bus, putting your head down because it had to go below the wings of the plane. That's when we went to the high school.
Under the wings.
And the double decker had to go below the wings of the plane to get into the town.
Because they cut away the banking just at Glen the corner. They cut the banking away so as the wings could overlap into the field down towards Glen side.
Oh, aye.
Wow.
So cool.
What about the dances? You enjoyed your dances? You enjoyed the dances here?
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Very busy.
Where did you get that?
I go to see John Compton
in the hall.
It was a busy hall.
And you were saying about the rough Dumeltan folk that were coming down in the buses and have to get chased out.
I started my married life in this wee house up here. Half of this, only the half of it. The house up there, that was the police station across there. And my husband was a special constable. And on a Saturday night, this is true, Bobby, we'd be sitting in the living room and there'd be a knock at the window. This was the policeman, Robert Greenhorn. Right here, you're hat and your jacket, hurry up. You need time to change your trousers, your hat and your jacket and come on. Fight every Saturday night at the dances. That's true. We're sitting here.
It was more famous for the fighting as the dancing.
Oh, that's it. Uh-huh. And that Robert shot, he had any time to change his trousers, just his hat and his jacket, and just come on. That's true. We're sitting here. Uh-huh. At the television.
Busloads came. Busloads.
Busloads.
Every Saturday night, busloads did that dance.
And then well, Mark says his dad came down from Dumbarton, and they were escorted with the village bus. Oh, the Kirkcaldians produced this bar.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, aye.
They're the famous for the football team, Kirkcaldy. Yeah. Kirkcaldy were well famed for the football team.
Oh, yes. Come right. on, Kirkcaldy.
Oh, aye. Aye.
Shout, come on, Kirkcaldy.
It was, sorry?
Play it on the other new villages.
Absolutely. Everywhere. Aye. But Jim Thompson for the shop here, he was a good player.
Aye.
And then Jordy Wilson.
Jordy Wilson,
Wilson played for St Mirren.
He played for St Mirren.
Did he know? And I think he scored the winning goal against Rangers. In one of his games.
Aye.
His boy's still in the village, Basher, he's still doing now.
That's right. Aye.
Basher. He'll be 70. Aye. Basher could be 76, 75, 76. Aye.
So many more people in the village
are
way back in the day.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Bobby was the best one. Bobby, what was he called? Bobby Bailey. Oh, God, he was one count. Because him and Basher together. Well, I can remember when they flitted for the comfy just outside Edinburgh.
Bobby and Bella.
Clickburn was the name of the place.
All right, yeah, yeah.
All right. We've
flitted here. Lived with his father.
Was his father had the shop at the end of the village, wasn't it?
No, his uncle, that was Margaret's grandfather.
All right.
Bob Bailey,
aye.
Aye.
This is Bailey, aye.
Mm-hmm. The shop.
You've done well, Susanne, with your memories today. You've done well. You've done very well. she tells me someday she can do nothing. And she can do everything.
Thank you, Christine.
Did you two never go down to... Did you never go down to Wigby to the swimming? Did you never swim? No.
No. Went to the Wigby to the Saturday nights to the... entertainment and the pub and the dancing and all.
The Romany bar.
It was the caravan side.
No, I meant doing just to the shore. But you've no learned to swim down at the shore.
I can't swim, Bobby.
No.
Nor can I. My mother was frightened of water, so I couldn't swim. I never could hear and say, I went down to the shore.
Aye.
Went to the shore.
Aye, that's what I was thinking. These things might have been too.
Thanks, Christine. Oh,
just
have a wee break.
Just
for
the
I thought that was John Colton. I think that is John Colton.
John Thompson?
John Colton.
Oh, Colton.
We needed an
end. His son living with Walter?
I absolutely loved him. He got photographs. I thought that was Wilbert.
Yeah.
I can't.
Thought that was Wilbert Wallace and John Wallace.
So I wouldn't think about Sturie would be he'd be older than that. Unless there were not the young skills. That's John Wallace that they think of. But I would say, and there could have been
Wilbert.
David Wallace could be there too.
No,
they were in the mean then. And we thought that looked like a macaron. We thought that looked like a macaron. But that would be. He photographed which I didn't bring during and they were like with the Dramatic Society when we were in it and what no.
to you?
Aye, I didn't bring them because I didn't care. I thought they were here. I get them took some time.
Steve Sloan's
actually in it.
Photograph the photos.
Aye, them. And another one was a youth club and Mr. Nibbs in it, and Mr. Littlezone. And a big, big lot of the youth are coming. They were older than me a bit then. My two brothers are in it. So I had that. And two football ones. One's 1920-something. My father's in it. And the other one was my brother, Raddy. He's in it. So I had them. The young ones. Then I'll get them to something. I've enjoyed the blazer the day. If I could hear better and see better, that's only thing. I didn't always catch up to be in sales. But, and being here is all that what I'm in dances on, see.
Oh, that's good, yes. It just needs somebody else to sparkle a memory, isn't it?
Aye. Because I used to, as you said, stay boys when she was a wee lad. Cheer the bed.
Aye. That's his reason when he came. But I don't think that's my grandfather. No, he wasn't. And see, the second house on the right. No, near house was 1920. No, my grandfather.
I don't know who it is.
Not Carl, he was the head of it. He was the head of it.
That's good.
Whatever. That's great. That's what I say. And me. And I remind you that
Can you remember there was
You remember the Henderson family being in?
No, Mr. Henderson's sister, Jenny Henderson. She was his